AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is back at the White House after spending the Easter weekend at Camp David, vowing to continue his infrastructure plan. Part of paying for it would be hiking the corporate tax rate, partially undoing the Trump administration's cut in 2017.
Here you have 51 or 52 corporations of the Fortune 500 haven't paid a single penny in tax for 3 years. Come on, man. Let's get real.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says younger adults are leading the latest surge in coronavirus cases. At the Daily White House briefing, Andy Slavitt had numbers on vaccinations.
Nearly one in three Americans and over 40% of adults have at least one shot. And nearly one in four adults are now fully vaccinated.
But Slavitt says don't mistake progress in the virus fight for victory. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says they set a vaccination record.
For the whole week, 524,520 doses given.
In Minneapolis, Dr. Bradford Langenfeld, the emergency room doctor who pronounced George Floyd dead, testified Floyd's heart most likely stopped because he didn't get enough oxygen.
I did not receive a report that Mr. Floyd had received bystander CPR, no.
Did you receive a report that he had received CPR from any of the officers who may have been on the scene on May 25th, 2020?
No.
Prosecutors sought to establish it was former Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck that killed him. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed legislation that would have made his state the first to ban gender-confirming treatments or surgery for transgender young people. It only takes a simple majority to override a veto in Arkansas. This is AP News. The coronavirus has again scrapped the White House Easter egg roll. The AP's Sagar Magani reports President Biden is looking ahead to next year.
The day after Easter usually finds the South Lawn full of kids. This year, the president looked out from the Blue Room balcony to see some bunny and egg cutouts, but no children. He's waiting for 2022.
When the White House will ring with joy of the season once again, and there'll be an Easter egg roll. God willing.
The White House says the President and First Lady distributed wooden souvenir eggs to local hospitals and vaccination sites nationwide. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dozens of people at a popular Northern California coastal overlook watched as an SUV drove through a parking lot without braking and then plunged off a cliff into the rocks below. Police say the two women inside were killed at the Bodega Bay's head trail. It's not clear if the crash was accidental or intentional. Ed Donahue, AP News.